Singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan was born on this date in 1968 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Since her 1988 debut album, Touch, McLachlan's atmospheric folk-pop music has gained a devoted following in Canada and around the world. Her 1991 album, Solace, showed a great leap in songcraft. In 1992, McLachlan traveled to Cambodia and Thailand to work on a Canadian-sponsored documentary on poverty and child prostitution called World Visions. Inspired by her experiences, she wrote her 1993 album, Fumbling Toward Ecstasy. Possession, a single from the album, broke the top 100 and received considerable airplay, particularly on modern rock radio. In 1997, McLachlan released the album Surfacing, which debuted at number 2 on the pop albums chart. The singer founded the hugely successful Lilith Fair, a traveling festival of women in music, in 1997. Since then, the tour has been an annual event. McLachlan's 1999 album Mirror Ball was a critical and popular favorite. In February of 2000, she collected a Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for the song I Will Remember You, originally featured in the 1995 film The Brothers McMullen and included on Mirrorball. I can't sleep, standing on the edge of something much too deep. Funny how it feels so much, I cannot say. Thomas Hindman was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, on this date in 1828. He was a prominent attorney and Democratic politician prior to the Civil War. In the political crisis prior to that war, he was a major player in bringing about Arkansas secession. He subsequently served in the Confederate Army as a brigadier general, playing a prominent role in the defense of Arkansas and later serving in the Army of Tennessee. The Coast Guard was created by an act of Congress on this date in 1915. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.